In Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. In central and southern Illinois, the death toll has climbed to 5 after a strong series of tornadoes and heavy storms ripped across the Midwest and Ohio Valley. Alex Rusciano of member station WCBU reports Washington, Illinois is among the area's hardest hit.
Hundreds of people picked through the rubble of what remained of their homes in the town of about 15,000. The tornado destroyed entire blocks of homes. Resident Susan Newton lives next door to the Trail's Edge neighborhood that was heavily damaged. She says the tornado demolished most of her street while she was at church.
We have neighbors that have lost their entire home, and last night we were at a dinner party at friends of ours, and their home is gone. Gone. There's nothing left.
Ambulances continued to race across town, and traffic near Washington was backed up for miles. Emergency shelters are set up across the community. For NPR News, I'm Alex Rusciano in Peoria.
In Egypt, the Interior Ministry says unidentified gunmen shot and killed a senior national security officer late today near his home in a Cairo suburb. The officer worked for the branch of Egypt's National Security Agency that oversees monitoring of Islamist groups, including the Muslim Brotherhood. In the Libyan capital of Tripoli, residents held a general strike today to protest ongoing lawlessness in the city. They're demanding that the many armed militias operating there be disbanded. The strike comes after militias fired on thousands of demonstrators Friday, killing 43 people. The militias are made up of former rebels against the Gaddafi regime, who are now rivals. Emergency officials in Russia say a Boeing 737 airliner has crashed, killing all 50 people on board. From Moscow, NPR's Corey Flintoff reports the plane crashed while trying to land in the central Russian city of Kazan.
Officials say the Tatarstan Airlines jet was carrying 44 passengers and 6 crew members when it went down. So far, there have been no indications of what caused the crash, which reportedly occurred as the plane was making a second attempt at landing. Weather in the area was reported to be mild. The flight was just completing the 450-mile trip from Moscow to Kazan. Russia has had a series of deadly crashes in recent years, some of which have been blamed on neglect of safety procedures, poor crew training, and weak government oversight. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Nobel Prize-winning novelist Doris Lessing has died. Her early life in Persia, now Iran, and southern Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, profoundly affected her writing. Lessing took on European colonialism in Africa, race, and feminism, all coming together in her novel, The Golden Notebook, which brought her international acclaim. Lessing died at her home in London. She was 94. This is NPR. Philippine President Benigno Aquino today visited some of the areas devastated by Typhoon Haiyan more than a week ago, and he says he's not leaving. After stopping in the hardest-hit Leyte province, Aquino says he's staying until he sees more progress in the recovery effort. Scientists are sounding a warning about rising sea levels, but this time they're not pointing to greenhouse gases. They say several earthquakes under the Antarctic ice sheet could indicate an active volcano is stirring there. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, an eruption could melt ice and push sea levels higher.
Scientists measured swarms of earthquakes in West Antarctica during expeditions in 2010 and 2011. They resemble the kinds of earthquakes caused by magma moving under a volcano. There's no indication that an eruption is likely anytime soon, but the scientists report in Nature Geoscience that they found signs of volcanic ash from an eruption that would have occurred about 8,000 years ago. The scientists say an eruption probably wouldn't blast through the ice, which is about a mile thick in this location, but they say a buried volcano could melt a lot of ice, and that water could lubricate the underside of this ice sheet, sending it surging into the ocean and causing sea level to rise. Richard Harris, NPR News.
The Forbes family is looking for a buyer of its magazine and web publications. Forbes is best known for its coverage of wealth and finance and for its rankings of the world's richest people. The company's CEO told employees Friday that more than a few potential buyers have expressed interest. Forbes, like other magazine publishers, has had to deal with consumers and advertisers shifting away from print in the digital world. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR